This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and as we come towards the end of the year, we look back on what has been, and it's been a pretty decent harvest season from what I've heard. I'm joined this morning by Ben Wondersitz from Annabinna Farm. How are you this morning, Ben?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jordan.
So how did harvest go for you this year?
Yeah, look, overall it went pretty well. It was a challenging season with a really dry July, and pretty much that then sort of just about gave the yield potential for every property we harvested.
Right. So was it, I guess, better than average in 2020?
Look, for us, it's interesting. We probably had some of our worst crops ever in that sort of price region, and then had near average or above average crops in Maitland. So that really just sort of, you know, came out of that winter rainfall. A few challenges, I suppose. We had a weather event pretty much every week during harvest. So that was a bit problematic, with some people having quite a lot of wind damage in their barley and a lot of wind damage in lentils. So, yeah, just something else to add to the mix.
Of course, 2020 has had overall a global pandemic. How has that affected operations?
Look, to be honest, it had an impact certainly on supply of our inputs. Obviously, during seeding, we were trying to get ahead of it, get as much of our chemical fertiliser and fuel on farm. And it didn't play out too bad during the year. You were starting to see a few issues with a few spare parts, especially with European-made machines. So, but overall, the impact sort of from a mechanical side of it hasn't been too bad.
And, of course, Australian grains have been rocked this year. Back in May, China introducing a tariff onto Australian barley. Has that been a challenge as well locally for you guys?
Yeah, well, it has. We do sow a lot of barley, and all of our barley was in the ground pretty much once that tariff was announced. I think at that stage the market had probably factored it in a bit. But we certainly have seen barley prices reduced. Generally, there's about a $50 spread between barley and wheat, and that's probably blown out to about $70. So, yeah, margins have been down, and particularly often there's a sort of $20 to $30 malt premium over feed barley, and that's been reduced to only a couple of dollars. So, quite a significant reduction in the price of barley, which will no doubt have an impact going forward.
And what then happens with 2021? Do you keep growing that barley, or do you pivot into a new crop?
Oh, look, we can't move too much in our rotation, so we'll still, you know, plan to sow a reasonable acreage of barley. And I suppose the other factors that are also influencing the barley market is we've actually seen quite a lot of overseas countries building stocks. So particularly the supply chain would be very much hand-to-mouth, whereas now I think a lot of countries are happy to hold more stock. So we've potentially seen more demand right across the spectrum for grain. So that has bolstered things a little. And the other thing, which, of course, we deal with as exporters, is the Aussie dollar. And that's having quite an impact, and it's risen recently. And I think, yeah, it's just a lot of volatility.
No worries. Well, Ben, thank you so much for your time today.
Cool. No worries.
That was Ben Wondersitz from Annabinna Farm in Maitland on your Classic It's Breakfast.